Malcolm, with Marcus retiring in 2 weeks' time, you must be quite confident that you've quite a good crop of youngsters coming up to take his place.
Yeah, we're very very proud of the way that we've worked with the youngsters. We've, as you say, we've got some interesting prospects for the future, and I think we've seen a lot of that potential today on this event with Yari Matti achieving his first podium. I think a lot of people probably thought it would have come on gravel, not on on asphalt. But for sure, Yari Matti, there's no question he's going to be a star of the future, and there's no question one day I'm sure he will be world champion. So it's something that we enjoy working with at Ford, is the younger ones, and I think the way that Mikko's developed with us, and now hopefully Yari Matti, especially the way that Mikko and Marcus have worked together. I think Marcus has been a big asset to helping Mikko, and hopefully we can adopt a similar sort of strategy in the future.
On your own experience of rallying over here, do you think that the team, the drivers, handled it well for their first championship event here?
Well, I think we've got one very disappointed Finn back in Finland who feels that he didn't handle it very well, but there's no question the rest of the team drivers, they did a great job, and I think Marcus was very unfortunate, very unlucky to that particular place where he had the accident. It is a very difficult place, and I mean, he's not making any excuses at all, but I think first on the road played quite a part in that, and of course the conditions were quite tricky. He knew that he didn't have to win the rally, and I know that for a fact he wasn't pushing, but I think just the conditions caught him out, and I think if you look at what's happened to a lot of the people on this event, it's been an incredible rally for people making mistakes. But I think a lot of that is down to the Irish roads. They're very difficult and tricky conditions.
Well, at least what's written on your T-shirt must make up for the disappointment of Marcus.
Absolutely, no question. But I think the big thing is now we have to try and get behind Marcus, and the team is 100% committed to trying to help him and find a way that we could give him that world champion on his final year, and especially with Ford, because of what he's actually, how he's helped us in the two seasons to win the manufacturer's title. It'd be really nice for us as Ford to give him that driver's title in his final season.